You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglio along with Coleman running things behind the scenes. I think we got Andrew there also. And I'll tell everybody a little after 4:20 this afternoon, Deuce McAllister, the voice of the New Orleans Saints color analyst, will join us. Deuce comes each and every week to us and breaks down the game that just played on the weekend and the upcoming game. And that certainly, we talked about this so much over the last 2 days. And basically, Kyle Shanahan confirmed it today that it is highly unlikely that Brock Purdy will play this coming Sunday against the Saints. And he added to that, he could miss multiple weeks with the shoulder and turf toe. So the 49ers will be without Brock Purdy at quarterback. Mac Jones will take his place. Former Alabama star, was a first-round pick, and he sort of bounced around the league a little bit. But this is a guy Kyle Shanahan really wanted when he came out of Alabama. I think if you had the truth serum in him, they would tell you that it was the general manager, John Lynch, who wanted Trey Lance. I mean, that's who he selected, and they were able to pick him up this offseason, and they'll be without tight end George Kittle. McCaffrey is always going to be a little touchy, well, with the injuries that he's sustained throughout the years. He's been a guy that has really been a pain in the backside to the Saints, not so much as a runner, but as a receiver coming out the backfield. He's really difficult to match up one-on-one downfield with. We'll talk to Deuce about that, and also the fact that you can see the 49ers, an aging team. It's a great opportunity for the Saints this weekend. A week ago, I would not tell you, have told you that. But with the injuries to Brock Purdy and also to George Kittle, that's a big chunk out of their lineup. And this team has not played good football without George Kittle in the lineup, and now you take away the most likely the starting quarterback and Mac Jones in there. Saints have an opportunity this weekend. Missing practice today, Chase Young again with the calf injury. We'll see how long it'll take him to come back from that. Taliase Fuaga, who played in the game, but he was really battling a knee injury, and if you watched him, he was not moving around real well throughout the game until finally he got taken out. And Trevor Penning still with the foot injury. Julian Blackman, the Saints starting safety. And we talked about this Monday night and even yesterday, is going to have surgery on his labrum this coming week. And he will be replaced by the rookie himself, Jonas Sanker from Virginia. And so they're going to give the young rookie every opportunity to get in there and play. He had some impressive moments in the training camp period in preseason. Now he's going to be in the starting lineup. I would expect that they'll make a move and elevate Terrell Burgess to the regular squad. He's been on the practice squad, but he's a veteran who's been there, done that. He's played multiple positions in the secondary for other teams, and he knows Brandon Daly's system really well. But Jonas Senker is going to be the guy to take the spot of Julian Blackman. You really feel bad for Julian. Back-to-back years. First game of the year, you tear your labrum. And same shoulder, different spots. And so you won't have him for the rest of the season. Really good football player. Was that way with the Colts. Looked to be a guy that could be a big impact player with the Saints. But just injuries caught him again. And now the young rook from University of Virginia gets his opportunity to be a starting safety in the National Football League. And you heard Steve Geller in our Sports Flash talk about it. And the Braylon Moore situation is interesting for LSU. At first, LSU head football coach Brian Kelly talked about a high ankle sprain for Braylon Moore. Monday he talked about they did an MRI. Wasn't real sure if it was a high ankle sprain, but that the x-rays didn't show that and that it was an ankle sprain. If it's a high ankle sprain, there's no way he's playing this week. And he did practice yesterday. They expect him to practice today. We'll see just how effective Braylon is on that ankle. And even a severely sprained ankle can give you a lot of problems. And he's a big part of that offensive line. You saw just how effective it was in game one against Clemson. And he didn't play nearly as well without Braylon Moore in the lineup. So still have some questions to be answered with Braylon Moore, even if he practices. That doesn't mean as he's going to play. And one thing about coaches sometimes, what they tell you and what reality sometimes is really not the truth. So we'll see what happens as it gets closer to that huge game this coming Saturday as the LSU Tigers play the Florida Gators. And you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL starting at 6:30 will be the kickoff time. But at 2 o'clock, Herb Tyler and I will be doing the Tiger tailgating show at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. We'll take it till 4:30. LSU Radio Network takes over, and then they'll bring it to kickoff time at 6:30. Huge game for both LSU and Florida, and Billy Napier's sort of return to Louisiana, a longtime head football coach at University of Louisiana. He's a raging Cajun, and things haven't went as well or as quickly as a lot of Gator fans wanted. And, man, they not real happy with Billy Napier out in Florida after losing to South Florida in the manner in which they did. We're going to go to break, and then we'll come back, and we'll be joined by Deuce McAllister here right on the Big 870 WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We'll be back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike D'Antilia, along with, now joined by, the color analyst for the New Orleans Saints and a regular here on Sports Talk. In fact, I think we might have lost Deuce for a second. We'll try to get him right back. We'll have Deuce McAllister to come on with us, talk about this past weekend's game against the Arizona Cardinals, and this coming week against the San Francisco 49ers, a team that is, man, they have a ton of injuries and at some crucial spots, too, because of the quarterback situation and how much they use George Kittle in that offense. He is the security blanket, so to speak, for Brock Purdy. And when he needs something downfield to move the chains or in the red zone, those eyes go directly toward George Kittle. And so the team that traded Deebo Samuel in the offseason, still waiting for the return of Brandon Ayuk from his major knee injury he has. I think they hope to have him back sometime, that at least he'll play a little more than half the season. Juwan Jennings is another guy that has fought through a bunch of injuries for him. So this is a football club, but, you know, we talked about this yesterday with Mark Schlereff, that Mark brought up, man, something's not right there. When you have this one year is one thing, but this has been a host of injuries that have occurred to the 49ers units, both on offense and defense. I know they're an older team, but, man, they've had a ton of injuries there. And we'll see what happens here, but this is a great opportunity for the Saints to get a W. And again, a week ago at this time, I wouldn't have said that. All right, we got Deuce McAllister on the line with us. Deuce, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
No problem at all, but appreciate you having me on. And I agree with you. This game was already interesting, but I thought that it was going to be one where the Saints almost had to play perfect. And not to say that they're not going to have to play almost perfect, but this game may be a lot more winnable than previously thought, you know, when you look at the schedule originally.
Yeah, Deuce, because of the fact, no matter what, okay, this next man up, okay, I never believed that. But, you know, okay, it's great for the coaches to tell other players that, and they tell it to the media and people repeat it. But the next guy, he ain't as good. That's bottom line. If he was as good or better, he'd be playing. He's watching. And with Mac Jones, we've seen the wild ride with him after really piecing it together. His final season at Alabama, becomes a first-round pick, showed so much promise as a rookie. And then, Deuce, man, it's been a Mount Everest drop-off for him.
Been a Mount Everest drop-off for him. And, you know, even when you had Brock Purdy as a quarterback, not having Kittle takes away a little bit. But now you're going to have a backup quarterback and not have him. Now the wild card, and he will always be a wild card, is Christian McCaffrey. But if I am the Saints, I am treating Christian McCaffrey like teams treat Alvin himself, Alvin Kamara. And basically by that, I'm putting eight in the box. And whenever he goes out, I have a man underneath. I have a guy, a safety over the top. And you're going to have to throw it to somewhere else. And it won't be your inside, your tight end, your blanket for you. You're going to either have to give it to one or two of the receivers that we're either bringing back or that is playing hurt, or, you know, it's got to be somebody else. And so no job is ever easy. But for this defense, it has to be to key in on Christian McCaffrey and not allow him to just be able to be Superman and beat you. And so you've got a lot, if you're the Saints, working in your favor, you know, because now I have a quarterback that's going on the road. He's making not his first start, but his first start, you know, with that team and not having a lot of the weapons that he would normally have. I think that you will see somewhat of a condensed playbook, but they'll still run their plays. But, I mean, it's basically going to be the Saints defensively and the fans. They can make it really, really hard, you know, just to be able to be effective. And, you know, offensively, you've got to figure out a way to put some points on the board. I mean, because you're going to get any and everything from them defensively, knowing that they can't really give you a lot, because their margin has shrunk so much offensively, defensively, because they don't have the weapons on the other side of the ball.
Deuce, so one thing with McCaffrey throughout the years, even in Carolina and the games that he's played in San Francisco against the Saints have done a decent job stopping him in the running game, where he's been a pain in the backside is as a receiver. Just because he's a difficult matchup downfield, just like what you brought up about Alvin Kamara, he is for other teams in that he is really a guy that he could run you up 130 yards total offense, but it might be, you know, 50 rushing or 60 rushing, you know, and 65 to 70 as a receiver. He's not been a dominant runner against the Saints. What he's been a dominant receiver.
No, I agree with you. I agree 100% with you. And I think, you know, that makes it even tougher. Think having a backup quarterback, it makes it, hey, that job, that pitcher has to change. And so maybe he likes the ball a little inside on this route. Maybe he likes the ball here or on this third step on this route. They have to figure out, how do I disrupt him? How do I make that timing just a little bit off, where I'm not only frustrating him, but I'm frustrating Matt Jones, because, you know, he's looking at, I got to get the ball in hands. I can't hold it. I'm looking for him. This is his play. I have to get it out of my hand. And so that's where you have to kind of frustrate him and make sure if it's quick game, defensive, I'm getting my hands up. D-line, I'm getting my hands up. It may be Joe pressure, making him where that pressure is coming from. And, you know, guys have to be able to win him. And,
Deuce, we're going to try to get with you on a better line. We have breaking news and certainly a special report on the shooting and death of Charlie Kirk. And so we go to CBS News here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. We're going to get Deuce McAllister back with us. And as we, before we went to the special break here on the Big 870 on the shooting and the passing away of Charlie Kirk, Deuce was bringing up the fact that the stats show you that really, McCaffrey's been such a pain in the backside to the Saints and to other teams catching the football coming out the backfield. That is the stoppage. And I think we got Deuce back on the line with us. Deuce, without Deebo Samuel and due to the injury to Brandon Ayuk and now the injury to George Kittle, well, he'll be out for a few weeks. Man, the circle around McCaffrey is going to be large, that he becomes the guy you want to stop. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens with their former first-round pick from Florida, Pearsall, and he also has had a wild run in the NFL, kind of a surprise where he went late in round one. I think most people thought he was more of a mid-second-round pick, but the 49ers really liked him, and he was involved in a shooting incident. His rookie season, missed a lot of time, and he's had a host of injuries. That's a lot that's going to be put on McCaffrey. And how much are we going to see of Brian Robinson, who they made a trade with to acquire from the Washington Commanders right before the start of the season to help McCaffrey out, especially in the running game?
Mike, for me, I'm putting Alonte Taylor on Pearsall. I am putting him on to follow him everywhere he goes on the field. And basically from that standpoint on, all eyes, they go to McCaffrey. Everybody else, your job is to stop McCaffrey. Any other player on that field, we should be able to slow down. But Pearsall, Alonte Taylor, he goes left, you got him. He goes right, you got him. He's in the slot, you got him. Everybody else, your job is to stop McCaffrey. After that, you know, you kind of let the chips fall where they may.
One of the things, too, is on defense, they still have two star players. When you look at Nick Bosa coming off the edge as a pass rusher and the development of Fred Warner at linebacker, I remember LSU opens a regular season against BYU, and Coach Ogeron was still at LSU. He was kind of early in his head coaching career, and he told me, man, watch the guy, and he flung me the number. He's like, man, he's all over the field. It's almost like they got two of them. And he really developed that final season, ended up being a pretty high pick. But, boy, he has really turned out to be not a good linebacker in this league, one of the elite linebackers in the National Football League, in Fred Warner.
Mike, I'm going to be honest, defensively, for the Saints offense, I don't have answers for you yet. I don't have the answer.
I get it.
Yet. I mean, and that's just you've got Fred, you've got a linebacker as well. I think it's D Winters who is flying all over the field, and then you've got Bosa looking like the early Bosa in his career, and he moves to both left and right side at times. You'll probably see him inside, and so, you know, new defensive coordinator Robert Saleh, he does a outstanding job. They're going to press you. They are going to try to get you in one-on-one situations, and they are going to press you. And so I don't have the answer yet for how the Saints have to be able to attack them. But one is not turning the ball over, no doubt about that. But you've got to be able to attack them. I don't know if it's just with the run and go 12 personnel or 13 personnel and try to get double teams up front and just say, hey, we're going to get movement, and at some point one of these runs will pop. Or spreading them out is risky, because if I do spread them out, I better be able to say I can get the ball out of my quarterback's hand quickly, or I can win and get separation from the receiver's standpoint. So there's a couple different ways that you will have to go. I just don't know the complete answer yet on which is the best way to go.
I know one thing in Robert Saleh's defense, he likes you to spread him out. You know why? Because he thinks he's got the athletes on defense that can attack those open spots, get into those gaps, and make a play. So I don't know about spreading them out. I think what you bring up, maybe the two tight end offense, that might be something to keep an eye on, and them elevating Jack Stahl may be part of that.
Well, no, I get it. I mean, but for the Saints, to me, I have to be able to use their speed. And so if I'm going to use their speed, it's going to be by spreading you out. Now, I can go 13, and I can put one of my fast guys out there as a single receiver, and now he's matched up where I can block him up, and I can take a shot down the field. But at the same time, I can't allow you to play 10 to 12 yards off just because you're going to bring pressure on me. I can get in a reduced split and be able to at least on the outside slow those guys down. That puts a lot of pressure on my inside guys as far as my guards and my center, but you've got to be able to hold up where my quarterback can at least let something downfield develop. I mean, because I have to be able to use the speed of my receivers. I can't allow you to dictate how we're going to play this game. I don't want to play the game from the receivers from the 1 to 10 yard line. That game has to be able to be pushed out to where you're taking advantage of the middle of the field and that being 12 to 18 yards down the field.
Deuce, one of the things in this game, and man, I think he's taken a lot of criticism and it's unjust, is Spencer Rattler. I thought he played a solid game. He did what the game plan wanted him to do. One of the things is I would have liked to see them throw the ball deeper downfield to try to hit a couple big plays, and that didn't really happen in this game.
No, but there was a couple opportunities they wanted to, and they didn't you didn't either trust it or you didn't get the look that you wanted on some of those explosives. I did like the deep outs that they threw to Rashid. They threw also one to Olave. That was a nice throw. It was on time, and both of those guys can catch those type of throws. But you've got to be able to hit some corner routes, you know, and everything doesn't have to be plus 40 down the field.
Right.
I mean, if you're working over 20 yards, I'm fine with that. But I cannot allow those corners to kind of squat and play the game at 10 yards to 14 yards and everything in, because now they're going to sit on routes. They're going to sit on the sticks or they're going to sit on routes. And, you know, that's not using one of the biggest assets that our receivers have, and that's speed. And so you have to be able to take advantage of the speed that they have. And the other part of it is I think that, you know, there may be some matchups that we can exploit from not only from a talent standpoint, but if you don't block them up front, it doesn't really matter. I mean, because that will be the most important part of it. And Spencer, he played well for me. He did play well. The only thing I didn't like was, I think, what is it, 46 passing attempts?
Yeah.
That number has to be down. I mean, that's probably about 10 too many. And it's not because he can't handle it, but for your team to be successful, one, you've got to eliminate some of the penalties, because now you're putting yourself behind the sticks and the chains where I can't necessarily run it on early downs. And even if I only get 2 to 3 yards on first down, it's okay to run it again on second down. I mean, because you have to be able to get third and manageable or third and short situations where my quarterback every time is just not drop back pass. The other part of it, and it may just be game plan specific, is moving the pocket a little bit for the quarterback. You know, and so whether it's a bootleg or whether it's actual rolling the pocket, letting him be able to see half the field, taking some shots and do some different things. I know at one point they only ran one screen. I would like to see some more screens. The screen that they did try to run, I think they got an illegal man down the field, and that was just because they did a did a good job of reading it, and Alvin was not able to get out as far as to get out on the screen. But they've got to add some of those things into the mix.
Deuce, you can't have 13 penalties and win. And you really had 16. They declined three of them. But you can't have 13 penalties in a game and win. And that's a lot of times a focus, understanding what you got to do on each play. The biggest negative for me from that game was that you had that many penalties. And look, it took away a little bit from what happened with the Cardinals. They had 9. That's a high number also.
A lot of it also is, you know, you've got to be able to lock in and focus, like you said. But also, when you don't play a full game, and this is no knock on how they're doing it, it's just the rules, because the Saints were not alone. The Titans also had, I think, 13 penalties. But
yes.
when guys don't play a lot, you kind of get lackadaisical on the nuances and the smallest of things. And those small things, guess what they do? They end up costing you, and they cost you yards, and you know potentially they led to 7 points in a way, 13 penalties, 89 yards, almost that's right at 100. When you talk about hidden yardage, it just adds up.
Deuce, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Really appreciate it. One quickie for you. Is Ole Miss going to beat Arkansas this week?
You should beat Arkansas. I hadn't really followed it, man. I've been all over the place. But you should beat Arkansas. You should beat Arkansas. You're coming off an emotional game on the road, but you're at home now. I don't know how healthy your quarterback is. That'll be something to kind of monitor. A game may be a little bit closer than it should be, but, yeah, you should beat them.
Arkansas got one hell of a quarterback, too. That Treylon Reed kid from Boise State, pretty doggone good. Deuce, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All righty. Deuce McAllister was the color analyst here for All Saints football games. Joins us weekly here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. When we come back, we'll have on with us Renee Nadeau from Crescent City Sports. Talk a little bit of LSU and Tulane right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelier, and I'm joined on our phone line by from Crescent City Sports, Renee Nadeau, who covers the prep scene here, LSU, Tulane, also the Saints. Renee, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Mike, it's always special when we get together, buddy.
Thanks so much, Renee. Renee, I'll ask you first about LSU, and you and I have talked about this before. I think one of the best rivalries in the SEC, and it doesn't get included in that all the time, but LSU, Florida. Man, memories from those games, man, where these two teams, they have a great dislike for one another. And God bless him, he's passed away now. But Joe LaBruzza told me this story when they played the first time in Florida. He says, man, I'm sitting on the bench and the upperclassmen are telling me, keep your helmet on. And he was like, what are you talking about? He said, man, just keep your helmet on when you play here in Florida. And he said, all of a sudden I hear ping and ping and ping. And he said, I look down and there's like about 3 pennies, 2 nickels and a quarter that people from the stands were throwing like small change at him. So, Don Schwab, who was with him also, Don passed away also. Don said, man, LaBruzza walked out of there with about $2 worth of change. But we kept our helmet on because he said, man, it was dangerous on that bench in Florida. And he said, man, it was a really tough game. But we think about that throughout the years, Jacob Hester and all those fourth down attempts. And I know even talking to Coach Orgeron, he's brought it up to me about memorable games. He said, winning in the swamp. So hot, so humid, and just to hear that big chomp in the background. And he said, I gave it right back to him as I was hitting the tunnel. Man, that's been some great games between LSU and Florida.
You really have, Mike. And, the overall series, 34-31-3, Florida kind of owns that advantage a little bit. But LSU is 19-17 in Tiger Stadium. I tell you what, I did a game, LSU-Florida, Jamarcus Russell, in the waning seconds. I know you remember this game back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And Jamarcus Russell hits Joseph Addai in a corner of the end zone in the last few seconds of the game, and it sucked the air out of the stadium in Florida. I tell you, you could hear a pin drop in the stadium. Jamarcus Russell led him back with a big win to a touchdown pass to Joseph Addai. But, this is always a big game. And Billy Napier, is his job on the line, Mike? After this game weekend, they played Miami, Texas, and Texas A&M. LSU does a number on Florida, will they pull a plug on Billy Napier? But, it's going to be a big game. It's a game that LSU needs to prove something after Louisiana Tech. And I think, as you well know, that running game has not been up to snuff. I mean, they are dead last, Mike, in the SEC in rushing, averaging less than 4 yards per carry.
Yeah, it certainly looked totally different. And I think the injury to Braylon Moore really affected this team from game one to game two. And he's going through kind of a wild saga, too, that, first, you know, it was reported a high ankle sprain. Then it wasn't a high ankle sprain. Then he's practicing. I kind of got to believe it to see it. But with him not in the lineup, that's such a big difference. We saw DJ Chester really struggle last year at the center position. And then, you know, when Moore went out, DJ got put in. They didn't really run very well. They're not a real physical team up front. But I think without having Moore, that makes a big difference as far as I'm concerned, Renee.
And, you know, I tell you, a couple of guys that you're familiar with, Mike, they're going to have to deal with. Tariq Sapp is the defensive end. Probably a first-round pick next year. You know that better than anybody.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a load to handle. And also the linebackers, Jaden Robinson and Miles Graham, both top leading tacklers for Florida. So this is a Florida defense that's going to attack you. They're going to try to create something. And Garrett Nussmeier really has to justify maybe his Heisman candidacy. He's only got 2 touchdown passes and 1 interception. But, you know, he hasn't had the type of season thus far that we thought he would have, you know, starting off. I know LSU's 2-0, but really, I guess this would be a game that could maybe showcase what the offense can do. I tell you, I think LSU's offense may be lost without the Swiss Army Knife Xavion Thomas, who's 80 yards rushing, 54 yards receiving, and Barrion Brown. Mike has had a really, really good season with a catch and 119 yards receiving. So those two guys have really stepped up and really picked up maybe where the LSU offense is really kind of lacking.
You stole my thunder on that Xavion Thomas, because that's what I was going to ask you next about, in the fact that we saw him as a receiver return man, but him being used in the backfield, man, he's got some scoot. And what I see with him, his eyes are always up the field. A lot of times you see runners with the ball in their hands, they looking down. Not him. He's got his eyes up the field, and man, he finds that little crease, and he got some giddy up in the step.
He really does. And, Mike, I guess you and I have been friends for too long. We think a lot alike. But, you know, the thing is that Xavion Thomas may be a 4-4 kind of guy, and he's going to really be a value in the next level on Sundays, because he can do so many things for an NFL team as a receiver, a return guy, and a runner. So he's really going to have a lot of value when draft day comes.
We'll throw it to Tulane, because I'm sort of running out of time quickly here. But, man, big game this week. And, you know, all the talk's going to be about Mensah coming back and playing against his old team. And, you know, he knows the defense, but they know him. You know what this is all about, too? It takes a little bit of pressure off. Jake Ratzlaff. You know, okay. Yeah. Y'all want to put all that on Mensah. That's fine. I think I would not be surprised if it's a big game for Jake.
Yeah, you know, he's a leading passer and the leading rusher. He's got 177 yards on the ground and a pair of touchdowns. But the thing about Tulane, Mike, is they kind of a hurry-up offense, 73 plays a game. Duke only runs 61 plays a game. 34 of those are passes. But you mentioned Mensah. He is the leading passer in the ACC. And if you think of guys like Clay Kubnik, Tommy Castellanos, Kevin Jennings, Carson Beck, and Eli Holstein, you're thinking of those guys in that conference, and he is the number one passer, 723 yards, 73% passing. He's the 15th leading passer in the country. So Mensah is going to be a load.
This is why we waited that long offseason for, to see games like this in a weekend where Duke with Mensah plays against Tulane, LSU, Florida. Man, it was a long wait, but I think it'll be an exciting weekend of football in college football right here in Louisiana.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Tulane don't have the stars they had last year, Makai Hughes and Alex Bowman, but it's more of a team effort this year, and I think John Summerall's done a great job, Mike.
Renee, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always appreciate when you come on with me, brother. Appreciate it.
Mike, you have a great afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Renee Nadeau from Crescent City Sports. We're going to come back and finish it off here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.